Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Saturday, November 27th. Today on Forbes, the most stressed out state in America will surprise you. A recent American Psychological Association survey of stress in America found that nearly a third of adults are so stressed out by the pandemic that they struggle to make basic decisions. These unprecedented levels of stress prompted the experts at Amerisleep to conduct a study to determine America's most stressful state, information that can be used whether you're looking for the best places to live in the U.S. or the best places to travel. Amerisleep's study was based on analysis of 22 different stress factors related to work, money, health, and the environment. This included access to open spaces, noise levels, rates of depression, physical activity, sleep levels, housing prices, income, and more. Data was taken from sources ranging from the United States Census Bureau to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration's National Mental Health Services Survey to the United States Department of Agriculture. The study found that a beautiful tropical paradise is, in fact, the most stressful state in America. Surprise, it's Hawaii. One key reason why Hawaii tops the list? The state gets poor scores for money-related stress, the 49th worst in the country. Hawaii has staggering housing prices, $1.2 million on average, the third highest in the U.S. Hawaii also has the highest rental prices in America, averaging $1,327 per month. Hawaii is known for its natural beauty, but surprisingly, it gets the 48th worst score in the country for environmental factors, including poor highway conditions and noise. Hawaii also ranks as the second loudest state. Coming in second on the list of the most stressed out states in America is another place that's known as a tropical paradise, Florida. The state ranks poorly due to a low number of national parks and open spaces per square mile of land, high noise levels, a low number of mental health facilities per capita, and comparatively low adjusted gross income. Another factor? A high unemployment rate, with 6.5% of the population registering as unemployed. For full coverage, check out Laura Begley Bloom's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.